Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The coronavirus metrics in Massachusetts are not looking good. The 7-day positive test rate is at a level we haven't seen since the spring of 2020. For a closer look, we're joined this morning by Dr. Shira Durone. She's a hospital epidemiologist at Tufts Medical Center and an associate professor of medicine at Tufts. Good morning, doctor. Thanks for being here.
Good morning.
Okay, let's get right to these numbers. That 7-day positive test rate I mentioned for Massachusetts, it's above 11%. And the Department of Public Health reported more than 10,000 confirmed or probable new cases yesterday. What's been your reaction to all this?
Oh, I have so many mixed emotions because I never thought we would see this again. I truly did not. And I am scared. I'm scared for healthcare workers. I'm scared for anyone who's working in a hospital setting right now about what might come, which is so unknown. But at the same time, I'm not scared for myself or my family, because I really believe that the vaccines that we've taken are protecting people extremely well, not against infection, but against hospitalization and death.
And it sounds like you're expecting a repeat of last year when we saw a large and deadly spike after people traveled for the holidays. Is that right?
Well, yes and no. I mean, obviously cases are rising and they already were rising before the holidays. So that's not a good sign. You know, last year, people were largely staying in their own bubble with their family in their home most of the time. And they maybe violated that briefly to spend time with others on the holidays. And, you know, I think this year people are gathering more on the holidays, but people were already socializing and going to restaurants and going to bars and doing other things. So I don't think that the difference will be as great, but I think we will continue to see a rise for a few more weeks before we see a fall if we follow the same pattern that I see in other countries that saw Omicron earlier.
There are more than 1,700 people hospitalized statewide with COVID. What does that look like at your hospital?
Well, it's a troubling increase. We were really kind of smoldering along at Tufts Medical Center with about 15 patients in the hospital at any given time since Delta arrived. We had, obviously, the summer looked even better than that. And, you know, not all of those people are in the hospital due to COVID. Some of them were, you know, tested on admission and in the hospital for other reasons. And some of them had been in the hospital for months and weren't even Delta infections. But now we're pushing 40 people in the hospital at any given time. That's on top of high acuity of everything else that we've been dealing with over the last several months due to deferred care and stress-related illness and mental health crises. It's very, very difficult, and we do not have the staffing to handle this.
Speaking of staffing, we're going into the third calendar year of the pandemic, and I know a lot of hospital staff have been really struggling, to say the least. How are you dealing with all of this? How are you coping?
I don't know. you know, it is nice to have, you know, your brothers and sisters in arms by your side. It is nice to have camaraderie. I appreciate being one of those people who gets to leave my house and go to work every day and be surrounded by people. We have insisted that we continue to have in-person meetings when we want to, and we do want to, and we do that with our hospital-grade masks on. I think that some of the things that could make it even worse as if all of our interactions were over Zoom, for example. And so we try to build each other up and support each other. And that's the only thing we can do.
What's giving you hope right now?
Well, you know, I really do believe in the power of the vaccines that we received. Yes, they have not managed to prevent all infections. They have not managed to prevent transmission. And we're seeing this huge, huge spike in cases that we never thought we would see a year into the vaccination campaign. But, you know, we aren't seeing the same degree of severe disease hospitalization and death. And the people that have availed themselves of the vaccine are largely getting moderate or mild or asymptomatic disease. So we are in a much better place than we were this time last year, despite what the numbers look like.
Okay. Dr. Shira Durone, hospital epidemiologist at Tufts Medical Center, thank you so much for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition, Doctor.
Thanks for having me.